Preface. All Lives Have Equal Value by Melinda Gates. I grew up in a Catholic family. One of the earliest lessons instilled by my teachers at Ursuline Academy was that all people have boundless dignity. That lesson stuck. Today, it's the source of the Gates Foundation's guiding principle: all lives have equal value. These days, as a co-chair of the foundation, my teachers are the women, mothers and wives, daughters and sisters, I meet when I travel to developing countries. The lessons they teach are about what connects all people, that we all want to provide for our families and give our children a better future. My favorite part of my job is talking to these women about what they need to create that better future. One topic they talk about all the time is high-quality health care. To help women and children fulfill their potential, we need to make sure they can receive the right kind of health care at every phase of their lives. Each aspect of reproductive, maternal, newborn, and child health connects to the next. To take one example, when women plan for healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, they are more likely to be healthy, and they are more likely to have healthier babies. Healthy babies are more likely to grow up strong and become productive adults. It's a virtuous cycle. In short, the challenge for us is to strengthen all of the links on the chain that leads to a thriving future. And when we empower women to get great care along this continuum, they in turn compound those investments by reinvesting in those around them. Time and again, I have listened to women explain what they need to help their children flourish, including timing and spacing their pregnancies in healthy ways. That's why I decided to publicly champion access to family planning, including contraceptives. I've also focused on improving the other parts of the continuum so that every link in that chain is as strong as the next. In doing this work, I've met so many inspiring colleagues. I found that many global health professionals are driven by the same values that have guided me since Catholic school. And I've seen that people of faith and faith-based organizations, with their strong commitment to helping their neighbors, are an essential part of the development community. In fact, I've been working for years with faith-based organizations to promote health and prosperity for women and children. We are all natural allies based on our shared belief in the value of every human being. I am honored to share common ground with the essayists in the Mother and Child Project. The journeys that have led each of them to lend their voice on behalf of mothers and their children are yet another source for my own inspiration, as I hope they are for you.